Let's talk to the man who perhaps I should have spoken to first, but being as the president was here, I thought we better start with the president. This is Bob Clues. Now then, he was born just after me in 1949. He's third behind Alan Brin and Dick Smith in the most number of games played for Gloucester at 538 first team games. Bob, blimey, can you remember them all?
Well, I can remember some of them. Yeah. But a strange thing, when I left school, I went straight away to Stroud Rugby Club and played a season for Stroud. And I can all just remember in the summertime when I started training, I said to my parents I was going to go over to Gloucester and see if I could make the Gloucester side. And my mum said, he'll never get in the Gloucester side, he ought to stay with Stroud. So that gave me a little bit of a spurt to, you know, try and prove her wrong, which ultimately that did happen, yeah.
And you look as though you keep fit these days. What are you doing? You look still pretty fit.
Well, I go with the president and Ronnie every week to the gym, so I suppose that helps a little bit. And we've all got a weight loss training programme going on there. And with Paul and Fred, we play golf on a Friday, so you can do that when you're retired.
Club captain, 1979-1980. How did you find that? Did it affect you in any way?
It did, I guess. And I found it quite difficult to be the captain on the field when you're so far away at times from the play and wherever penalties and everything might stop. And what I found at the start of that captaincy was I was rushing around here, there and everywhere, making decisions about what we should do. And in the end, it just obviously wasn't working. So I had to sort of rethink things and gave a few of the other players a bit of the responsibility of making those decisions so the game wasn't held up whilst I trotted around the field, you know.
Fred, what's the problem?
Could you ask him, whilst he was captain, he got me sent off for saying, how's that?
You got him sent off, Bob?
I never actually got him sent off. He got himself sent off. But the reason he got sent off was he was talking back to the ref. But now, the incident happened a little play before Fred actually got his marching orders. The referee came up to me and said, captain, you've got to speak to your players and tell them to stop talking and questioning every one of my decisions. So I'll give you a couple of minutes to go and sort that out. And I didn't. I just gathered them around, didn't really tell them what the problem was. Anyhow, next play, Fred said, how's that? And that's it. The ref blew the whistle and off he went. John Watkins over there gave me a right dressing down after the game about why I didn't tell everybody what the problem was. So, yeah. No, but it was difficult, I think, being captain and, you know.
Hold on a minute. Paul Williams is waving an arm at me.
Something on that game, Pete, was we were playing Oral and we were losing 6-0 when Fred went off and we won the game 10-6. Perhaps it was tactics.
Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? Bob, we're going to talk about injuries a bit later on, but what I found about you, in September 74-5, I think it was a county match, you got injured by colliding with the corner flag, scoring the opening try against Waterlooville at Blundell Sands. Do you remember any of your injuries or not?
Do I remember the injuries?
Because, I mean, over the time, you almost had an awful lot of injuries.
Yeah, you do. I can remember breaking my collarbone. Rich Jardine came over and sort of looked at it and said, I think you better go. I can remember that one. I can remember tearing the cartilage. That was up north somewhere. I can't remember where we were playing.
Well, I think Fred said to me this one that you swallowed your tongue.
Well, that was in a county game, yeah. Yeah. I don't have any real memory of how that happened.
Yeah. A place called Penny Creek.
Yeah,
and we went down with a very weak side. Nearly all the Bristol guys had cried off. And we ended up going down, and they were due to play the Canadian touring side, I think. So they had all their stars, Tommy David, etc., in. And they gave us a right pasting, and Bob collapsed with his swallowed tongue. And a nurse who was in the crowd came on and saved his life.
Blimey, Bob, thank goodness for that.
Well, absolutely. I don't remember. I remember, well, people said it was a tackle, but the play went on up the field. Nobody noticed, well, they'd say that nobody noticed I was there except this nurse who was on the side. She came on because I started to twitch and fit a little bit, and she realised it was my tongue had been swallowed, so she freed that up. But the first time I came round, it was in a hospital.